In John chapter 13, we get some insight into Jesus' last days on earth. He called his disciples together. They had dinner. And after they had dinner, he wrapped a towel around his body and he proceeded to wash their feet. Now, you have to understand, all his disciples were there. Judas, with whom the devil would go into and who would betray Jesus. Actually, Judas also managed the money, ironically. Peter, who would deny him three times. Thomas, who would doubt that he rose from the dead. John, who he loved. And so all his disciples were there, and he wraps this towel around his body and he washes their feet. And he says this in verse 12, John chapter 13. It says, "Do you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. And if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say, as a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. And if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." So he's teaching them, listen, I'm giving you an example to wash each other's feet, to serve each other. But then the big lesson came, and this was the most important lesson of all his ministry, 3 years with his disciples. And he says it in chapter 13, verse 34. He says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The most important thing we all have as believers, the number one most important thing we have, is our love for one another. And this is the test for you and I to understand what that means, to understand how to express it, to have the courage to express it. And that's going to be the million-dollar question for all of us today, is do we know what it means to love people, and how far are you willing to go to love just like Jesus loved you? You know, when we think about loving people, we think it's going to be fine, it's going to be fun and feel good. I get to have a relationship and be all sweet. But sometimes loving people is hard. Sometimes loving people hurts. It's scary. When Jesus had his Last Supper, he said something very powerful about how we should love. And I want to read this to you. It says, "He took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Now, here's what he's saying. We take communion and we remember that Jesus said this and we remember his resurrection and his death. But what he was saying was, if you want to fulfill the new covenant, and remember the new covenant is to love one another, I want you to do this in remembrance of me. What was this? Well, not only drink the cup and eat the meal together, but to die on behalf of one another, to suffer on behalf of one another. In other words, you're going to be most like me when you do what I do, which is to lay my life down for my brothers. When you are willing to suffer on behalf of someone else in the name of loving them, then you are most like Christ. Then you are doing what Jesus did. This is the big test, because Christ knew that he was getting ready to get betrayed by one of his disciples with a kiss, yet he loved them. He knew he was going to get beaten, but yet he loved. He knew he was going to get his beard pulled out, spit on, false lies told about him, crucified, whipped, thorns put in his head, hit with rods, nailed to wood, hang there for 6 hours and die and watch everyone mock him. He knew all that was going to happen, yet he loved anyway. The big test is, how well do you love your friends when they betray you? How well do you love your enemies when they betray you? It's easy to love when everything's going good. The test is, how well do you love when things are going bad? How well do you love when things are going bad, out of your control, when pain is imposed on your life, when bad circumstances are imposed on your life? When Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me," he was saying, I want you to love through all circumstances, whether you like those circumstances or not. If you faint in the day of adversity, your faith is weak. So here's my question: how far are you willing to go to fulfill the new commandment and love your neighbor as yourself. About a month before my grandmother turned 99 years old, she passed away. And obviously it was a very sad time for our family. She carried us for all our lives. And she was my last grandparent to be living. And after the viewing, the day of the funeral, we had to take the casket from the mortuary to the church. And the guy said, "Who wants to carry the casket?" And I had never been a pallbearer before. And my brothers and I and brother-in-law ran up and grabbed the casket. And I never knew it would have such a powerful impact on my heart. And I remember grabbing the casket. It was like something went through my body. We carried it about 50 feet to the car. Then we carried it outside the hearse to the church. And I asked my brothers, "Did you feel that?" And once we put it in the hearse, we got in our car, I said, "Did you feel that?" And they all said, "Yes." It was like something, it's like a heart was burning. And I've been reflecting on that time of carrying my grandmother in and out of the church and into the to the gravesite, and how it was the most loving thing I could have done at the time. And I wanted my last few moments with my grandmother to be me loving her and serving her and carrying her, literally. I wonder what the last remembrance or memory people have of you. Is it a loving memory? Is it you loving them, encouraging them? Is it you being the disciple of Christ where people know you for your love? I want to encourage you. There's somebody in your life right now that thought of you is not positive. You have conflict. You have issue. And I want to encourage you in the name of Christ, in the name of the number one commandment, is to go do whatever you got to do to make that memory a loving memory. Now, sometimes it's hard. Loving people can be difficult. You're going to have to swallow your pride and say, "You know, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was wrong." And you make sure that the last thing they know is that you were loving. The Bible says to love God is to obey God. The Bible says the number one commandment is to love God. Then the Bible says the second commandment is like it, just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is the most important thing you can do, is to love God and help others love God. You never want to be a hindrance to someone loving God. So think of that person. Maybe some of you have known all your life, and you know, you never told them you loved them. You may have been just wearing them down with your attitude. Go and make sure that the last thing they remember of you and think of you is that you love them.